Luke chapter 15, and verses 1 through 24, actually, then the lesson encompasses all those verses, and you probably want to take the time to read those early in the lesson or right at the outset of it. For the sake of time tonight, we'll kind of break it up as we go through the points here, but my goodness, you will be excited, as no doubt many of you have already begun preparing and praying toward this lesson on Sunday, and what the Lord has for us here. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. The ninth in this series, the second part of the series, the greatest stories ever told, the parables of Christ. Last week, chapter 14, we had the lesson on discipleship. He cannot be my disciple, verse 26, chapter 14. Cannot be my disciple, verse 27. He cannot be my disciple, verse 33. Christ preaching and giving these parables here. Salt is good, verse 34. And then we moved right out of chapter 14, and actually last week we jumped into just the first couple verses of chapter 15. That's where we're picking up again this week. But in verse 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Isn't that a blessing? I was thinking, as reading through this, so much for the case that hard preaching won't attract people. You know, Christ just got through some pretty hard preaching back there in verse 14. He's given those parables. He cannot be my disciple. He cannot be my disciple. He cannot. Talking about leaving father and mother and forsaking all. And if you had to choose between anything else and Christ, you have to choose Christ. The requirements for discipleship. That's pretty stout preaching and teaching. And it says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now, I believe they meant that for as condemnation for Christ, but isn't that a blessing? This man receiveth sinners. And we can all say, as all the people in your Sunday school class, in our class can say Sunday, hallelujah to that, because if he didn't receive sinners, we wouldn't be here, because that's where we all were, and that's what we all are living against, or whatever the case is. But Christ receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now, as you're looking through here, again, we won't take time to read all 24 verses right now collectively, but mark these verses, please. In verse 4, toward the end of the verse, you see the word lost, and go after that which is lost until you find it. And then jump down to verse 9, the last word of verse 9, for I have found the peace which I had lost, and mark the word lost there. And then over in verse 24, he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Mark the word lost there. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Lost. I was thinking of the hymn this afternoon. I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. And that idea about lost, that's where we all were. Lost. Lost. And maybe you've been saved for a long time. Thank the Lord, I've been saved for a long time. I had the opportunity to be presented with a clear presentation of the gospel when I was just a child and got saved. And so I've been saved a long time, but I was lost in sin. And the folks that you're talking to this Sunday, you may have some people in your class, no doubt you will have some people in your class that are lost, that are now lost in sin. But the great hope is Jesus can rescue them as well, as he's done for so many others. I was lost, and that's the story that we see here. This parable. And he spake this parable unto them. Now, sometimes we, even as it's broken up here, as commentary in the way of Scripture, we refer to these as three different parables. But actually, Christ says, the Bible says that Christ spake this parable unto them, and it unfolds in three parts or three stories. And we see, and you'll see the connection here of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and the great encouragement that it'll be. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Now, quickly this evening, let's look together at these three things. Number one, we see the Lord sees us. The Lord sees us. Now, that can be a very comforting thing on one hand, and it can be a very awakening thing on another. The Lord sees us. Chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, you see the first part of this parable unfolding. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. There you have the lost sheep. The Lord sees us. Jump down to verse 10. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The Lord sees the one missing coin. The Lord sees us. Then in verses 11 through 16, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, in verse 17, and there we see the lost son, and the Lord sees the lost son. We start out with one of 100, got down to one of 10 with the coins, and now one of 2. And the truth here is that the Lord sees us. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. The Lord sees us. Now that's remarkable that the Lord sees. He sees everything. He knows everything, but he sees everything that I've done, sees everything that I think, knows all about it. Now that's remarkable, but the most remarkable thing about that is he still loves me. Have you ever seen somebody do something and were disappointed? Oh my, sure. Say, man, I was disappointed. I would have never expected that out of them. Well, I hate to tell you, but we can never surprise God. He sees everything and he still loves me, yet he loves us. That's a fascinating thing, isn't it? And he loves us. The Lord sees us. Not only does the Lord see us, but we move down through this parable and we see that the Lord seeks us. What a blessing here. The Lord seeks us. First, you see, we talked about, you see, in Luke 3,